This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, in Taiwan, you may have seen that there was a referendum a few months ago, and there is a bill going through the parliament in Taiwan. There are three different versions of the bill going through, and one of the versions has a fake marriage clause in it. So a bit more about that. One version would legalize same-sex marriage, but it would allow families a right to request that the marriage is annulled because it's not sincere. If you're one of, if you're three bloodlines away from the family member that marries, you'll be able to challenge this marriage.
Sounds very complicated.
Yeah, it does. But it
Why don't they just vote yes or no?
Well, the person that put this up, this particular version of the bill up, is a person, a woman called Cher Wang, and she is the chairwoman of smartphone manufacturer HTC. Put your teeth in, Ian. And she's a prominent anti-LGBTI person.
Yes, but her organisation is the Faith, Hope and Love Foundation. Aren't they good people?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So there's been a referendum. We've got till the end of the month for the Taiwanese parliament to put a bill into place. There are three different versions competing at the present time. This is not over.
If they don't put the bill in place, the Supreme Court's ruling there means that same-sex marriage automatically becomes law. That's why there's this race to put in something so that the people who seem to be opposing it can have some sort of say in this ruling.
That's a good insight.
Across to Brazil now, where the Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, has cancelled his trip to the United States after major protests in New York City prompted several companies to withdraw their sponsorship for the gala event in his honour. He was apparently named the Person of the Year by the Brazilian American Chamber of Commerce, and he was due to receive an award. However, the trip and the event has been cancelled because there were other venues who were not willing to host Mr. Trump's very good friend. Mm. His spokesperson said the president would not attend the gala, citing resistance and deliberate attacks by the New York mayor and pressure of interest groups. Yeah, we're pretty interesting.
It's yeah, absolutely. I argued we are.
Of course, this has come from his tirades against LGBTI Brazilians, against women and pretty much any minority group within Brazil. He has made very distressing comments. You know, if his son was gay, he would disown them. He would punch people. You know, he very much incites violence. It's not good news. So I think America's better off for not having him.
In Brunei, so we featured Brunei a few weeks ago, and there was a great way to download as a podcast if you can. But they have backtracked. Brunei has backtracked on enforcing laws introduced last month that would have made sex between men and adultery punishable by stoning to death. So Sultan Hassanal Bolkiah on Sunday extended a moratorium on the death penalty to cover the new legislation. And that's really follows a global outcry over the laws, including boycotts and celebrity protests.
And I think this sounds like good news. I'm waiting for a but.
Well, yes, yeah, there is a but. While still on the statute books for some crimes, no execution have been carried out in Brunei since 1957.
So the laws aren't changing.
The laws aren't changing. There's a moratorium on not enforcing that law in this case. And I think it has.
But this is what they've done before. So is it a matter of wait till the international outcry dies down and then, we'll sneak something through on the last day before Christmas?
Well, I don't know. I mean, because no execution since 1957. It sounds fairly promising that...
Then why have the law?
Well, why have the law? Absolutely.
Well, I think that was the dog whistling that we heard about a few weeks ago with Paula, wasn't it? That this was sending out a message to his community, and it was a political play to keep power in Brunei. Of course, the maximum maximum penalty, I still think is life imprisonment. So I don't really see this is any difference whatsoever.
And he still says that there have been many questions and misperceptions with this law. We're all confused.
I don't think there was any confusion myself, but
no.
I'm the lawyer.
Going across the world, one of the countries which is often described as the most homophobic in the world is Jamaica in the West Indies. And there's been quite a lot of press over the weekend in Jamaica following a media event and a public event where JFLAG, which is the Jamaican LGBTI
Friends
of Lesbian and Gays, they spoke at a public forum and also released some results of a study, which I'll mention in a moment. But speaking at the forum last week, the associate director really highlighted that inclusion needs to start with all Jamaicans being included and thinking about these issues. What they said was, when you think about about homophobia in Jamaica, it's something that's cultural. Being a young person growing up, you're in church, you're in school, you grow up hearing that these people are terrible people, that these people are nasty. So it becomes part of how you socialize yourself culturally to think that these people should be excluded in everything.
We've spoken with JFLAG before, and it is really, really entrenched. Homophobia is completely entrenched in day-to-day culture.
Well, there was a couple of findings from this survey that's coming out, I believe, or it's coming up for Ida Hobbit Day on Friday. But there were two things that came out that I saw. One was that 88% of politicians were willing to report violence against LGBTI. So they thought that this was good. Still, there would be 12% of people who wouldn't report violence against LGBT. But only 34% of the general population would report hate crime against LGBTI. That sounds like a great deal of homophobia and a real issue in that country. So a lot of work to be done, but to be done from the bottom up.
And in brief, in London, the first homeless shelter for LGBTI people has now opened.
In Dublin, uniformed police will march for the first time in Pride next month.
And in Singapore, fans of pop singer Troye Sivan, who unfurled rainbow banners at his concert, were shouted at by guards and forced to take them down. Oh my, my, my.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.